With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Once again, you are tuned in to the best small business podcast. And it's got two of the greatest hosts you'll ever meet. It's Michael with
Tatiana.
And we thank you all so much for tuning into the Watch for the Hood Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. And thank you all for downloading the Watch for the Hood Business and Entrepreneur Podcast on your major platforms. You can find us on Spotify, Apple, iHeart, YouTube, just about anywhere. Ms. Parker, how you feeling today?
Under the weather, but you know, I'm here, so let's get with it.
All right, well, you know, as Parker says, she in it to win it, even if she's not at 100%.
Nah, nowhere near 100.
And sometimes that will happen, folks. In the game of life, you got to put in a time when you don't feel your best. So today we're going to talk about the gig economy. And so for y'all that don't know about the gig economy is dealing with those niches that deal with platforms such as freelancing, writing, or digital platform networks. You know who got a digital platform?
Who?
We do. Watch for the Hook is all digital, people.
But you know, I would just like to say, once upon a time, gig economy had a negative connotation to it. It was like a negative little spin. People looked at it, oh, it's just a quick little hustle, little side hustle, not something you take serious, not anything that could evolve into anything, you know, sustainable or serious. It was just negative.
Yeah, but you know what changed that? A whole global pandemic.
COVID.
Because when you couldn't get to nothing, your ass could get to that internet.
You sure right about that.
And so when we talk about services or products, one of our biggest, and like I say, from the idea to implementation things that we ever made, was podcasting money merch.
It was big. It was a huge undertaking as well to be able to write that out. You know, not script, right?
No, it's a 13 module step by step way to help launch a business. And yes, we did that because, as we always say, no one told us how to do it.
No blueprint.
We did it from scratch.
Yeah. So we wrote down what we did and probably some steps we missed or almost should have skipped.
There's some omissions.
Yeah. We were able to write that down. So it's a blueprint now.
Yes. And it's a labor of love.
Yeah. It's our path. Our path is a blueprint.
Yes. And we did that. Like I say, we talk about this all the time because we are trying to give entrepreneurs, small business owners, podcasters, anybody, a blueprint that we did not have.
Yeah, we could have used it too.
Yeah, because like I say, it's too many of us for all of us to still be trying to get it out the mud.
Right, I'm tired of the mud. Give me some pavement.
Yeah, we're trying to give y'all a solid foundation with
The mud.
Exactly. Get on some concrete. We're trying to put y'all on solid ground, as the old folks say. Solid rock.
Something that water won't permeate.
Exactly. Exactly. And so, like I say, we did that as a form of just having something that we knew somebody else needed.
Right.
And it's all digital.
It is.
Which means it's there forever.
Handy. It's readily available. Super easy to access.
As long as we got the Watch for the Hook domain and we pay that backup fee, it's there for life.
That backup fee. Hey, that's another thing. Hey, we learned the hard way about that.
We learned about that backup feature.
That backup feature. Ooh.
Yeah.
I was just, it's crazy because it's totally off topic. I'm looking at our, what is it called?
The volume on the mic.
It ain't diagnostics, but it looks like we're shouting today, and I'm probably talking so low.
Yeah, and I don't know why.
I am talking so low because my throat is killing me.
Yeah.
So I just had to just give you, it's definitely a sidebar.
Hey, you know.
That's part of the gig.
Yeah, it's part of the gig economy. That's an app on this laptop.
Yeah.
That's part of it. You know, that's things that you use on platforms that are digitized. Like our back, and listen, we can go to another way. Our back end of our website. That's part of a gig economy.
Right.
That has so many widgets, things, automated features. I mean, listen, it's a whole blueprint in itself behind that.
Right.
It has so many features. We have things from how we can run commercials, how we can do ads,
yeah,
to customer information,
email link,
email
newsletters, anything.
Yeah, so I mean, that's part of a gig economy.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have those type of things to be able to be in a digitized world to run a business.
Yeah,
if you
and
are
to stay current, you know.
Yeah, because the world is ever changing.
Yeah,
and that's one thing about being in the gig economy is that you'll have to adapt. And you'll have to get extra.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get more apps. You'll have to get even server space. People don't even think about that. Like, if you have so much space on a laptop and you say you run out of space, guess what? You might need a bigger laptop with a bigger server room.
Well, probably now it's more cloud-based.
Yeah, that too.
But even if you're not speaking to like a hardcore, like hardwired server, because none of us really are, it's cloud-based.
Yeah, that's great.
You still need that space.
Yeah.
Apple charge you 99 cents every month. Well, 99 every month.
And it goes up $1 for every 100 gigs.
Right, to get you access to more space, which is those gigs. So, yeah.
And people don't even realize, when you're getting upgraded softwares, upgraded phones,
mm-hmm.
upgraded cameras, those things that you use, that memory gets eaten up even more.
Yes, it does.
Like, you want that sharper picture?
Pixels.
Them gigs just went up.
Six cameras. Six lenses. Is that right? I don't know.
Hey, listen, some of these cameras, what they say now, you can film a movie on an iPhone.
Right. Like, you look at the back of your phone and it looks like spider eyes because it's so many like little black spots for the camera.
Yeah, I mean,
the lens, I guess. I don't know.
You got so many things now that you're not just hands-on with one thing. Your devices are now multifaceted, multifunctional.
Yes.
And so you're looking at, I got a laptop, I got a camera, I got an equalizer, I got two microphones, I got a light, I got all this. And you're just like, wait a minute. How many things am I using at once?
Let me tell you something. This is what's crazy. This is how like I look at it. A female in this day and age, or anybody that carries a purse this day and age.
How big your purse got to be now?
Listen, I would rather lose my purse than lose my phone.
Because your whole life.
My life is in my phone. Okay.
Hey.
The purse has a little debit card, maybe a little credit card that ain't got no space, all right?
Your identification.
It's got my ID. You can, like, cut that stuff off so quick. And none of us really carry checks anymore. Like, let's face it.
Hey.
And you don't have no cash.
Nope.
But your phone has, like, all of those pictures of your IDs in that locked portion, right?
Yes.
It's got your passwords, your passkeys. It's got your cards on file with Apple ID. It's got everything that's linked through Cash App, your mobile banking. Take my purse before you take my phone.
The gig economy.
Yeah.
Your whole phone is a damn economy.
It is. You find some old dusty hard candies in my purse.
With mints.
Butterscotch.
Yeah. But I mean, that's amazing how you just related that that your personal phone is a whole giggable digital economy.
Yeah. Take my purse. You're just probably going to, you know, you at that point, you're probably stealing fuzzy candies, right? Old paper clips, right? Pens that you don't use. Because who's signing what now?
Not too much.
But just leave my phone.
Yeah.
Leave my phone.
Your phone is the walking economy.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and
I'm done.
Hey, she hit the wrap up button, but then when she was like, "Take my money, my house, and my car.
Don't take my phone,
but not my phone.
Leave it alone,
cause I can't get home.
Okay, cause it's got my Uber app with my card attached.
Cause they take your purse, your fob, is to your vehicle in there too."
Yeah,
so you can't get old.
Yeah,
they took your phone. Yeah. They took your five to your car.
That's true, right? but
even that, like your car is digital. Like you can't even get in. Not your car. We're not doing something. And that's the button.
But that's what I'm sitting here about to say. With the vehicle that you know, an unknown, unnamed individual has, you start crap through the phone, yeah, through the app. Like, exactly. Do you even need a key? Take my purse. You ain't got nothing in it.
This is turning to take my purse version of the watch for the hook.
Right, love it. I'm sorry.
No, you, I love it. No, but like I said, man, it is just amazing in this world that the digital imprint that we all leave on a daily basis, like people don't think about it. They were like, oh, man, these people are always trying to get data points from us. And when they call and trying to get you to subscribe this and do that,
mm-hmm.
You're leaving thousands of data points every day.
Oh, yeah.
Logging in on your phone, logging in on apps, starting your car, locking your house. Hell, we cut the alarm system on with that.
Yeah.
I mean, just think about it. You lock.
Wait to leave, and then I go arm away.
Yeah, you fortify your house with that app.
Yeah, arm away.
Yeah, you know, it's
you
just.
You log into the app, look at what's going on.
Exactly.
The postal people deliver my mail today, yeah, or
you can
no.
Pull the camera up, and you not be nowhere close.
Let me see what they doing. Oh, I did that one time. I got a notification. There was some little fellas.
Them little hoodlums, scallywags.
Playing on with the basketball goals. Like, you know, you could talk through it. So I just turned the speaker on and I told them, get on away from me. They looked up like, what? Get on away from me before I call the police. It was so funny.
Terrorizing children from
and was because you own my property.
Hey.
And I was about to say something else.
Your ass ain't supposed to be here. Get
your
on,
ass ain't
brother.
Supposed to be here. Get on back to your house. Where your mama at? That's what I see.
Yeah, get your dumb back here. Like I'm telling you, you can use the digital economy to holler at children from across the country to get out your damn yard.
It's quite funny. You should try it.
Say we should try.
You should try it.
But yeah, we appreciate y'all tuning in this week, man. Like I said, we're not gonna go a long time. Like I said, Miss Parker's on the weather, so I'm just getting her to fight through it with me. And like I say, as always, you can come by www.watchforthenumber4thehook.com. Check out our latest apparel. Hey, we still got it for y'all. We still up making great products for y'all. If you got our latest newsletter, hey, just read through it. Tell us what you like. You can always email us at admin@watchforthehook.com. Tell us your thoughts. You know, you can send and be like, hey, man, we just appreciate what y'all doing. And the other call to action is, download the podcast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Click that link and download us. Hey, we'll catch y'all next time.